Mick Mulvaney, Migrants, Democrats Are Shutting Down the Border. By Neil Munro on March 31, 2019. Central American migrants are shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border because border officers are forced to process the migrants instead of transport trucks, White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told ABC News on Sunday. Mulvaney said, "Why are we talking about closing the border? Because not for spite and not to undo what's happening, but to simply say, look, we need the officers from the ports of entry to go out and patrol in the desert where we don't have any wall." Mulvaney blamed Democrats for the impending closures and suggested the president has no choice, despite rising pushback by business. "We hate to say we told you so, but we told you so. We need border security and we're going to do the best we can with what we have. The Democrats will not give us any additional money to do this. They won't give us any additional people. And importantly, they will not change the law that is acting as this giant magnet for people from South and Central America to come into this country. It is clear that Democrats are not going to help us. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that we're turning to what some folks might think extreme measures. Because the way it's supposed to work is not working. We're supposed to fix this by changing the laws. Democrats won't do that, so we're looking at cutting off aid to Central American countries and closing the borders. Congress can fix the problem of immigration they failed to fix," White House counselor Kellyanne Conway told Fox News Sunday. "We are in a meltdown. We are at the breaking point," she added. "Congress must act, and we need to send a message back to these countries too." The statements follow a Friday threat by Trump to close the border. Roughly 100,000 migrants are expected to legally turn themselves in at the border this month, including perhaps 50,000 youths and children, while many additional migrant men are expected to illegally slip past guards and then reach blue-collar jobs in U.S. cities. By October, border officials fear that 1 million migrants will accept Washington's tacit invitation to live and work in the United States. The tacit invitation is the refusal by the establishment in Washington, including GOP leaders, and by progressive judges to shut or even narrow the various loopholes in the border. The loopholes allow migrants to be released to get jobs once they ask for asylum, even when they have little chance of winning asylum and even when they tell border officials that they are migrating in search of jobs. 5 million Central Americans may accept the establishment's invite in 2019, according to data in a 2018 Gallup survey. Open border judges also are fighting to keep the loopholes, partly by striking down new border reforms even before a trial on the merits and partly by slow-walking the legal process. Investors and business groups lobby to preserve the loopholes because the migration provides them with more workers, consumers, and renters, plus a political distraction from Trump's popular Four Pillars immigration reforms. This flood of poor and uneducated migrants is flowing into blue-collar jobs, blue-collar schools, and blue-collar neighborhoods. But the white-collar media focus their cameras on migrant children and their articles on migrants' stories. This flood of new labor adds to the inflow of people who illegally overstayed their visas in 2019. It also adds to the inflow of 1 million legal migrants and roughly 1 million visa workers, such as H-2B laborers and H-1B college graduates. Together, this huge wave of at least 2 million legal and illegal workers will help employers avoid another set of wage raises in 2019. Following the popular 4% boost to blue-collar raises in 2018 created by Trump's low immigration hire American policy in 2017 and 2018. Trump has the authority to stop legal migration but has not exercised that power, likely because it would anger the business donors that he needs in 2020. Mulvaney also pressured Mexico to help shut down the increasingly large and blatant population movement through Mexico. "We need Mexico to solidify its southern border. We need the Northern Triangle countries to do more about not allowing their people in Mexico. They could help us. We need them to do that. If not, it makes very little sense for us to continue to send them aid. Mexico's president is signaling he will cooperate. We are going to help, to collaborate," President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Friday. "We want to have a good relationship with the government of the United States. We are not going to argue." The prospect of border closures is prompting quick and sharp protests from business groups, including the business groups which employ many illegal aliens, The Washington Post reported Sunday. "First, you'd see prices rise incredibly fast. Then, we would see layoffs within a day or two, said Lance Jungmeier, president of the Fresh Produce Association of the Americas in Nogales, Arizona. This is not going to help border security. Even a border slowdown could create shortages of goods and services and lead to higher prices for consumers, he said, adding, if you want to create an economic crisis, then shutting down the border will create an economic crisis. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after high school or university. The federal government then imports roughly 1.1 million legal immigrants. Refresh has a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar guest workers and roughly 500,000 blue-collar visa workers, and it also tolerates about 8 million illegal workers. In 2019, because of catch-and-release rules mandated by Congress and the courts, the federal government also will likely release at least 350,000 migrant Central American laborers into the U.S. job market, even as at least 500,000 more migrants sneak past U.S. border defenses or overstay their visas. This federal policy of using legal and illegal migration to boost economic growth for investors shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors by flooding the market with cheap white-collar graduates and blue-collar foreign labor. This cheap labor economic policy forces Americans to compete even for low-wage jobs. It widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. But Trump's Hire American policy has crimped the supply of new workers, so allowing blue-collar Americans to get a 4% wage increase in 2018.